Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Hello and welcome to Fat Mascara. I'm Jen.
I'm Jess.
We're coming to you live from, not live, we're very much recorded.
Very much. And we're doing it a little different today because you are on vacation.
I don't know if I'd call it a vacation. I'm with my husband's mom, my parents, his sister. No, that is a family vacation.
This is like National Lampoon's like winter or fall vacation.
But then I am the Chevy Chase.
Okay. Yes, Chevy. You are the Clark Griswold of
I planned the whole thing. So I'm like hoping it goes well. I'm just like, you know, I'm nervous. The type A.
You're the glue. Like,
yeah, I'm hoping it all.
You want everyone to have a good time. You want to have a good old fashioned fall fun festival.
Yes, that's what I want. So if this recording sounds weird at all, that's why, but I hope it doesn't. We have a great show planned. Oh, I wanted to, before we get into the show, I have to share with you something. Speaking of cozy fall getaway.
Yes.
I DIY'd a beauty product.
This sounds like it could go either way. Okay, what did you do? Did you make your own candles?
Close. I made my own linen spray. So I had some.
Oh, that sounds nice.
Yeah. So I had some Aromatherapy Associates fancy, fancy bath oil. And I was like, I don't take baths. What am I going to do with this? I was like, oh, I'll make some linen spray. I'll mix it with alcohol. No, no, no. Internet says don't mix it with alcohol. Mix it with vodka.
Ooh.
Vodka. Because you need like an alcohol, but not like an ethyl alcohol. Or like you could do a floral alcohol. I don't have any floral alcohol. I didn't have any witch hazel. I mixed it with vodka. Sure enough, it distributes the scent beautifully. It does not smell like a bar. It smells like Aromatherapy Associates Forest Bathing is the scent. And now I have a new linen spray. So if you have leftover essential oils or something that you want to use up, mix it with some vodka and make yourself a linen spray.
That is something I would never think to do by myself, but that sounds great.
Me neither, but I feel like there's probably a whole podcast devoted to things just like this, and I just turned into Martha Stewart for you guys for a hot second there. So that's my hot fall tip.
I know, I like that because I'm sure some people have some like little gift sets with essential oils and they're not quite sure what to do with them. So
because, as we've warned you, do not pour them directly on your skin without, you know.
Absolutely not. And do not touch your eyes after.
Exactly.
Do not touch your eyes after. Wash those hands after handling essential oils.
But she's okay. All good.
Nice.
There's a little hot tip before the show even started. Jess, you're doing the news for us. And then we're going to talk about hair commentary. Oh,
hair,
I have a lot
commentary
to discuss here. So are you ready
to
do this
show?
It
sounds like it comes from a personal place. Yeah, let's hit it. Before, listen, your family's, are they tapping their feet? Like, is she done with her show yet? Are they just staring at each other? in the cabin?
I don't know. I can't see them. I hope they're getting along just fine, but
okay.
Yeah, let's get into it.
Let's make it quick. Let's wrap it up. Okay. I have to say, I am very surprised with the winner of the, you know, we tried a few different news introductory music and wow, y'all are a sexy bunch.
Both in the Facebook group and on Instagram, Red Velvet was the winner. That's the music that you just heard.
That was, I felt like, the kind of, I didn't want to say like, I didn't find it erotic at all. I found it kind of like a little burlesque.
But Red Velvet, that's why I called it Red Velvet.
Yeah, exactly. But you know, to each their own. And I'm not going to like, you know, the expression like yuck anyone's yum. There was something campy about it. Listen, you do you. And we're going to give the people what they want. If that's the intro music you like, that's what we shall run. But it is going to be a limited run.
Yes, exactly.
So, in a few months, we're going to try some different music. I love it. You guys are sassy and you guys, you know,
it's a democracy sometimes.
I like it.
It's a democracy sometimes on Fat Mascara.
Okay, let's start. Let's just get straight to the news, okay? Forget about the music. Let's just move on. So, there is a new king of fragrance, and his name is Francis Kurkdjian. Parfum Christian Dior announced Francis Kurkdjian as the perfume creative director of Christian Dior. He is going to lead the creation of the Maison's fragrances. Now, you know Francis Kurkdjian. He is the artistic director and the perfumer creator of his own line, Maison Francis Kurkdjian, which he co-founded in 2009 with Marc Chaya. Now, this house has been part of LVMH Group since 2017. Now, LVMH Group is also, they own Parfum Christian Dior and Dior Beauty. So they are close cousins. He's still going to be working on his own line, which is very interesting.
Thank
and I
heavens.
Think a great relief to fans of the brand. And here at Fat Mascara, we are tremendous fans of the brand. This is not a huge surprise because I think to fans of the brand, I feel like he's done such incredible creative work. He is a true artist. And he really has been kind of, he's certainly not a kid anymore, but he was a real like wunderkind of the fragrance world. He was the nose behind Jean-Paul Gaultier Le Male when he was really young. That came out in 1995. And that was such an incredible fragrance and really sort of rocked the fragrance world. He's done so many other big name fragrances. Please look him up and you will be like, he did that. Oh my God, he did that before he started his own line. And he also has created several fragrances for the House of Dior. He is succeeding Francois Demarche. He has been the Dior perfumer creator since 2006. So he's had an amazing run. And he is, I don't have confirmation on what he's doing, but I think he is just retiring from the brand. So this is just tremendous. And I think it's going to be a very exciting time for Dior. Now, in more fragrance news, Estee Lauder Companies is going to be saying goodbye to its Aramis and Designer Fragrances division. So in this line, so that may seem very kind of corporate speak, you know a lot of these brands that are in this, underneath this department. This includes Aramis, Tommy Hilfiger. We've talked about how amazing Tommy Girl is. Do not sleep on Tommy Girl. Michael Kors, Donna Karan of the incredible Donna Karan antiperspirant, which I'm wearing right now, DKNY, and Zegna. So Aramis is a little bit, we can kind of make an exception for this one. The Aramis is a prestige men's line that launched in 1963. This is going to be moved to another division of Estee Lauder Companies. The other licenses are going to be winding down between now and 2023. Now, we know that Michael Kors plans to enter a new agreement with Euroitalia, and under Euroitalia is Versace. Now, we know Inter Parfum has signed the license for Donna Karan and DKNY. So Lauder issued a statement and they said that fragrance is a winning category for our company and continues to be a long-term area of focus. This transfer of these four licenses will enable us to fully dedicate our attention and resources to our powerful and winning luxury and prestige fragrance portfolio. So Lauder is not backing down on fragrance. They have so many fragrances within their company. They have Tom Ford Beauty, Le Labo, Frederick Malle, Jo Malone, Pleasures, Aaron, Kilian Paris. And they even have, you know, under Estee Lauder, the Estee Lauder brand and Clinique, they have fragrances within them. So I think they're just refocusing there. So now let's talk about what's going on in California. Pick up a copy of the Sacramento Bee and you can read a little bit more about this. Governor Gavin Newsom signed a bill on Thursday that significantly cuts the number of hours of training required to be a barber or a cosmetologist. So now, if you want to be a barber or cosmetologist, you only have to get 1,000 hours of training compared to the 1,600 that you used to or currently have to get. Oh, and then if you want to be a hairstylist, you will only have to get 600 hours of training. The other thing is you no longer have to take the hands-on exam. So this has been divisive among some people because some people say that, you know, this is going to be great because it's going to be more accessible and affordable for low-income and minority workers. This is a quote from the Sacramento Bee. But opponents say that this is going to make the industry less safe and drive up the supply of workers. And they likened it to the taxi industry. Another funny thing, well, this is certainly not funny, but with the hands-on exam, some people were saying, well, you need that hands-on exam for the training. But then they have a quote from this woman, Wendy Cochran, and she said that she failed her hands-on exam because a dummy head she was working on suddenly fell to the ground. She had to wait 4 months to take the test again. And, you know, in practice, what did that mean? The dummy head falling on the ground. She said there's nothing practical about a practical exam. I'd be really interested to hear from anyone who has had to take these practical exams if they felt that they were absolutely necessary or if they felt that they were a formality, because certainly neither Jen nor I have had to take this sort of practical exam. Now, and if you're wondering, where's Jen in all this? I want to hear her pipe in. We're having a little technical difficulties while she is up in the woods. So I'm going to keep going and let's just roll with it. Now, let's talk about Hollywood legend and all-around badass Jamie Lee Curtis. She has a few words of advice. And listen, there's an incredible article in Fast Company we're going to link to. Jamie Lee Curtis said something. She was like, you know, talking about how her career has just been like exploding as she's gotten older and she didn't really plan for it. She didn't have a great strategy. And she's had all these incredible endorsements from, God, I'm only thinking of Activia, which is like the yogurt. If you're not aware, I'm sure if you're listening, you're probably aware. But she said, you know, she's gotten all of these endorsements because she's kind of no BS and she's like a truth teller. And I think that is certainly really what she's known for besides being a great actress. And I think she kind of like lays it down here in Fast Company. She said, I tried plastic surgery and it didn't work. It got me addicted to Vicodin and I'm 22 years sober now. That's really, I mean, this is me talking now. That's really scary. And she says, the current trend of fillers and procedures and this obsession with filtering and the things that we do to adjust our appearance on Zoom are wiping out generations of beauty. Once you mess with your face, you can't get it back. I thought that was really interesting. Some of the stuff she says, like, you know, we've talked about before in different conversations, and you might feel like, you know, oh, well, you guys talk about getting injections and, you know, we're kind of talking about both sides of your mouth. No, I think we've talked about this quite a bit. Something that she brings up that I really hit me as the wiping out generations of beauty, you know, thinking about all these women and girls who, and men too, who are, you know, kind of trying to achieve a certain look and maybe all kind of starting to look the same. I think Jen and I have talked about that a lot, and to hear somebody with such incredible perspective and a real Hollywood legend is watching this and kind of seeing everyone starting to look the same, that really, I don't know, it hit different coming from her, but it's just something to think about. And then a must-see ad from Tula. The skincare brand's first campaign, produced by Quirk Creative, which is a Brooklyn-based woman-owned agency, and they specialize in video campaigns, is absolutely incredible. And this is where I wish we had video. We could just blast to your phone right now. It's awesome. And I'm really just impressed that Tula is doing this. It's about showing yourself the same sort of love that you would show the people you love. And it's like has this woman like in a car and she's sitting next to, I'm guessing it's her mother. And so it's a woman who's like a generation older than her. And she's like, when did you start looking so old? And then a woman holding her baby and she says something like, you're disgusting or something terrible. And then another woman next to her friend and she says like, you know, you look awful. All of these things that are just so shocking. And you would never do this. So it says, you know, we speak negatively about ourselves 19 times a day, more than once a waking hour. To that, I was thinking, you know, that's all. But it's really insane. And it's just kind of, it's just this shocking video. And it's a reminder, we cannot speak, you would never do this to a friend or someone you love. And it's a real reframe that we can't speak to ourselves like this. And it's beautiful and it's really artfully done. It's impactful. I want you to watch it. It's very short and there is not one Tula product in there. And it's just awesome for a really a smaller brand. So it's great. It's uplifting. It's moving. And I love it. So anyway, congratulations Tula and congratulations to Quirk Creative. And please check it out. Okay, that is the news. All right, it's not often that we talk about supplements, but when we do, you know that we mean it, all right? Every day I do my skincare routine, and that is a cleanse, I moisturize. Of course, I pop a little antioxidant in there. I'll do a little serum underneath there. But what is non-negotiable for me lately is I take a supplement. That is my Ritual Hyacera. It's a wrinkle support skin supplement, which is clinically proven to reduce wrinkles and improve skin smoothness. I'll take that.
I'll take it too. Ritual Hyacera is a once daily skin supplement. Jess said clinically proven. Let me give you the deets. In a clinical study, Hyacera led to a 3.6 time reduction in crow's feet wrinkles within 90 days as compared to placebo. Jess and I have been taking it more than 90 days. Let me tell you, it works. Plus, Ritual Hyacera has led to a 2.9 times increase in skin smoothness in the same amount of times. It's rigorously tested and validated by a third party for allergens, microbes, and heavy metals. You don't always know if a supplement does that. Ritual also has industry-leading sustainability standards. They use scientific tools to select lower carbon packaging, love that, prioritize sustainably sourced ingredients, and set ambitious climate goals. Plus, female-founded, B Corp, meaning they're holding themselves accountable to not just their company's financial health, but also the health of the people and our planet. You gotta love that.
Yes, okay. Start Hyacera to help minimize wrinkles without compromising on clean science. Hyacera from Ritual is a clinically proven skin supplement you can actually trust.
Get 25% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/mascara. Start Ritual or add Hyacera to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/mascara for 25% off. Okay, everyone, guess what I did last night? I slept in my Honeylove bra. I don't think I've ever slept in a bra before. Usually, I am so excited to take off my bra at the end of the day, there would be no chance I would lay down in it. But Honeylove bras are that comfortable. And if you're someone who does like to sleep in a bra for a little extra support, I feel like the Honeylove crossover bra should be your sleeping bra. Did I just coin a thing, sleeping bra? I don't know if they'll approve of that, but I love the idea. Obviously, you're gonna wear it out all the time too, because Honeylove's bras feature supportive bonding that eliminates the need for uncomfortable wires. Plus, they're made with a fabric that's so soft, it feels like a second skin. Is it spring cleaning time in your house? I know it is in mine. Clean out your bra drawer, get a few from Honeylove. They have the V-neck bra that's smooth and seamless and hardware free. And then my personal favorite is the crossover bra with adjustable straps and a hook back closure. And of course, again, no underwire in that one either. The Honeylove supportive bonding lifts and supports without those uncomfortable wires. And while you're at it, why not pair your Honeylove bra with their matching shapewear, or maybe a pair of their breathable, versatile leggings. Treat yourself to the best bras on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/mascara. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off. It's honeylove.com/mascara. And then after you purchase, they're going to ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them that we here at Fat Mascara sent you. Honeys, you deserve this. Again, that website is honeylove.com/mascara for 20% off. Okay, so there are some stories about my mom's life that I never get tired of hearing, and they're usually the ones in which she's trying to right some injustice and then ends up annoying the people in power, and I love that about her. Anyway, just in time for Mother's Day, I found the perfect gift that captures all her stories for my family forever. It's called Storyworth. Storyworth helps you preserve memories and stories for the mother figure in your life or any of your family or chosen family. Here's how it works. Each week, Storyworth emails your loved one a thought-provoking question that you get to help pick. The prompts are really good. The kind of things we ask guests here at Fat Mascara. Little things like, what's your favorite board game? And more important things like, what's the best advice you've ever gotten? Storyworth makes the writing process a breeze. All your loved one needs to do is respond to the email with a story, long or short, doesn't matter. You'll be emailed a copy of what they wrote, but they'll also be collected. So you'll get to enjoy the retelling of the stories and probably learn some new things in the process. Then, after that year of fun, Storyworth automatically compiles your loved one's stories and photos into a beautiful keepsake hardcover book. Even though I know some of my mom's best stories, I love that the weekly prompts are helping to uncover more details and that they'll be collected in one place for me to revisit and read through. Don't think I'm not going to pull this keepsake book out at our next family get-together to share some of them. Listen, everyone loves Storyworth. It has more than 25,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, with millions of stories preserved since they were founded over 10 years ago. Give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift that you'll cherish for years. Storyworth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to storyworth.com/mascara. That's storyworth.com/mascara to save $10 on your first purchase.
Wow, that was a fun experiment. I feel like I was secret shopper for our podcast, if you will. Like I was there, I was listening. It's like every one of our listeners feels like they hear you talking and they want to talk back and they want to comment, but it is not live and they're not on a mic. And that was me, everyone. So I now know what you're all going through when you listen to us talk and just want to join the conversation.
Was it frustrating?
Slightly frustrating, but it was a good experiment for me, who's such a talker, to just be present and listen.
You're like, no, but wait, but this is why you got it wrong. No,
I can feel you being like, here's where Jen would insert some witty commentary and move on to the next title.
Well, I knew which parts you'd probably have something to say.
The only part I have to say before we talk about hair, actually, this ties into it, is the poor woman's dummy head falling off when she was like, it's not practical. Yeah, because your clients' heads don't fall off in the middle of a haircut.
No, you know what? I felt so sorry when I read that, you know, quote in the B. I just felt like that has to be so frustrating.
Yeah, and then you have bureaucracy, so you have 4 more months to wait until you can even get a test again. And it's like, come on, passed all the
written
stuff.
And then I'm curious, like, does she have to pay for it?
Of course,
like,
you know, yeah.
It, and then she, what is she doing for work in between? Like, I'm sure that debate is so heated, and I'm very curious to hear from beauty professionals or, you know.
If they think this will, yeah. Yeah.
Right, but then it's like, you know, to be honest, you know, if you're going to be a bikini, you know, a waxer, well, I mean, I think if you're going to be like a waxer, that's part of it. You don't just go to school to be like a waxer. It's part of a larger cosmetology degree. Like some of that stuff is hands-on, but I don't know the ins and outs of the industry in that way. So I'm not going to say what people need or don't need to do. So it is complicated. Mm-hmm. It's a fascinating topic.
It is. You know what else is fascinating about hair?
What's up?
When people get, so this is what I want to talk about, hair commentary. I'm not going to lie. This is a little bit of a personal conversation here because—
Get personal, Jen.
Okay. So I know my hair, I haven't had a haircut in like 3 months, which is not insane for me. It's long right now. In the last week and a half, 4 separate people have commented on my hair to me. And this is what they've said. One said, wow, your hair is long.
Okay.
Another one said, your hair's so long, did you curl it?
Okay.
Someone else said, whoa, mermaid hair.
Okay.
And I think the other person was like, your hair is long. That was my dad. My dad just said,
Your hair is long. So for my dad, I feel
like... My dad always says that to me. Your hair is long. My dad always says that to me.
I don't really get why people... But here's
my
question.
Man.
I'm going to just disregard that one. Let's go with the other three. One was a woman. One was a friend. One was a stranger at a doctor's office. What is going on when you get a statement about your appearance that is not a compliment? It's not a diss. It's just like this objective statement. Like, what... If you have you ever done that to someone, and what are you trying to convey? Because I try and read into it and I'm like, are they telling me it's too long and I need to get it cut? Are you like, it's like, I don't get it.
Okay, I'm going to say one thing. Like yesterday I saw this girl and I was like, your hair is purple.
Oh no, you did this. You did this to someone.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I think it's rusty social skills. Okay, I'm going to write it off to like literally like I have not been like out talking to people normally. Like literally, I was just like a 3-year-old, like purple hair. Like
you also do talk to a 2-year-old regularly, so you know you're on 2-year-old wavelengths.
Not even, maybe. Not even 2 yet. So, and I was just, but I thought it was pretty, but I wasn't like your hair is so pretty. Like that is the most vibrant shade of purple, and I really felt stupid after because I was just like, you know, and I realized, does she think I don't like it? You know, I don't know. I was just, it was, I couldn't kind of climb back from it. I think. People are rusty. I think they haven't seen you in a long time. Maybe I'm guaranteed.
I forgot about the whole pandems thing. I should have weighed that in.
With the exception of Eric, I bet you the people you're talking to, you probably don't see very frequently.
Yeah.
So it's just kind of a measure of time. Like, oh, damn. Look at you.
I posed this in the Facebook group because I wanted to see if other people had similar experience. I'm just going to go with PV for her initials because I don't know if she'd want to be called out on the podcast, but this is what happened to her. This, I think, is different though. She committed to going gray, a difficult decision. I hear you, PV. I agree. A friend said to her, wouldn't it be great if you showed up at the wedding with dark hair? PV, that was a passive aggressive. I would say aggressive passive.
Yeah.
Diss. That wasn't just a statement of fact. And LL, another group member, said exactly what you said. That was AM who said this. Social skills, just lacking social skills. Not saying you lack social skills, but just out of practice
sometimes
here.
We're out of practice. Very awkward.
Yeah, but other people's comments were all like, they've gotten the comment, I couldn't pull off your hair. Your hair's crazy. And then somebody's mom gave her a flat iron because she has very curly hair and would always say, your hair's so crazy and gave her a flat iron. I feel like what everybody's describing is actually a little bit of a disrespectful comment about their appearance. And what I'm getting from this is maybe what people are saying to me, if they don't have the social skills, is actually a little bit disrespectful, is kind of saying like, maybe you need a haircut, but they just are saying it in a very passive way.
Mm.
But what I take from this is like, I'm going to be so careful. I don't know if I do this because my job is to look at people's appearances, right? Not to look at their appearances and judge them, but like, I can't help but be like, ooh, great brow. Like, or want to like ask someone about their lipstick but I always try and keep it positive. And I feel like these were a bit negative. You've seen my hair. Do I need a haircut? Is that what's happening? I need a haircut, don't I?
No.
Oh, her face says I need a haircut, guys.
No, I can't. Listen, let's just be real with the people right now. I can't even see you because we're having so many technical
difficulties. You literally are black. No, my hair is, but I did ask my colorist because I don't always see my hairstylist when I go to the salon. And I said, are we at that point? And she said she loves long hair. And she's like, I would tell you it's healthy. She's like, style aside, like it does not look scraggly, it is very healthy. And I also have to say, I think it's the K18. You know, I've been using that peptide mask.
Yeah.
I am telling you, if you want to grow your hair long, by the way, to see if you can get the same comments I've been getting for the past 2 weeks, put some freaking K18 in because like, I think I just didn't realize how long it had gotten is part of it too, you know?
I think, I don't know, just commenting, like making an observation, like... Is making an observation, I think the larger question is making a, like just an observation, is that rude? Is that what you're saying?
I think so, but you know who I keep coming back to? Who has turned out to be a gift that keeps on giving this season of Fat Mascara, Heather Widows. I remember her saying to us, the philosopher,
awesome.
Saying, when I was confused about how we were supposed to not be looksist and how we were supposed to talk about people's appearances without like letting judgment creep in. And she just looked at me with this face and she was like, you don't comment on their appearance. And I was like, oh,
Right. It's just human nature to like, I don't know. It's a way to like make conversation when, you know, conversation lulls or something. I don't know. You're right. Social skills is what it comes down to. But I'm going to be really, just from being on the receiving end of it and how much it's confused me and like made me be like, do I need to cut my hair? Are people insulting me? I am going to be so careful this year not to comment on people's appearances, let alone like on the internet. I'm not even going down. That's a whole other discussion. I just mean in person. But all this is to say, Jess,
yeah.
Do I need a haircut?
I have to look at you. But I think here's the question with friends, like, do you want your friend to be like, you need a haircut?
Yes. If it's you, I would truly just be like, you'll tell me the honest truth and I trust your opinion. I'm not going to trust my dad's opinion. No offense, Frank.
But like, okay, Jen, we've talked about this. It's getting a little off topic, but I think it's important. Jen and I have a pact. If it smells, you must tell.
And you know what we're talking about, people.
Bad breath. So like, there are things...
If it smells, you must tell.
Yeah, like, so I think with like, that's not appearance, but I think like, I don't know, like if my makeup is messed up, if I have like really cakey foundation, I want, not just Jen, like I want a good friend to be like, babes, you got to like smooth that out. Or
yeah, I think it's I think you've nailed it though. It's the relationship you have with the person who's saying it. Because if it's me and I lean over and your eyeliner smudged or you have like a cheek line of your foundation, I think you know me well enough to know that I'm just doing it because like, I want you to look good and presentable. It's not at all being like, get it together, Jess.
Yeah, I think this is nuanced. I just think this is nuanced. I know. I know this is like,
I know, and the friend who said it to me, I also think she always has wanted long hair. So I feel like, no, you know, like a little jealousy in there. Like sometimes when people are like, oh, your hair's so long. But she didn't follow up with like, how did you get it so long? I would have told her, but.
I think she's just saying, I haven't seen you. And like, this is like, oh, look how much you've changed.
You're probably right. I was like, I don't know why. I'm just feeling, yeah. I think we're all vulnerable right now.
Yes. I think people have come out of the house or they haven't seen each other in like, you know, months and months, perhaps over a year, maybe close to two. And like, they might be like, oh my God, like you look great. And like, somebody might even say like, oh my God, like, you know, you look so like, you look of the worst is like, you look healthy or you look skinny. Once you start getting the body stuff, that the body stuff I think is extra weighted. So I would say to everyone, I would say probably stay away from that stuff.
I know, but then I'm just going to go there because now I'm really intrigued. If someone has lost a lot of weight and I try not to ever comment on bodies, but then I've had people say, did you notice that I lost weight?
Like, if they say that, if they say that, then I'm like, oh, you always look great.
That's good.
I always say you always look great.
You always look great. That's good. Because they do. And the reason I'm not commenting is because I don't know if you had an illness and that's why you lost weight or you wanted to lose weight. Or maybe I thought you looked better with a fuller figure. Like, I just felt like I shouldn't comment. But yeah, I think
you always look
like,
great as I think that is the good
that's
one.
That's a good way to say that. And I think as we like come back into society, we should all have a little like, and not even me, like just a little... care with each other because we're all real vulnerable right now. I'm going to keep up the prompt that I put in the Facebook group because just some of the comments were great. And then people were chiming in to be like, oh, I've been there. Like, it's just something I think, especially women, we've dealt with a long time and it's raw right now. So let's keep talking about it in the group. And Jess, I'm going to turn back on the camera for the last segment so you can tell me if I need a haircut.
Now it is time for Raise a Wand. I'm very excited about this segment because I feel like we got a bunch of goodies. Hillary from Toronto was moved by our interview with Dr. Mona Gahara. Hillary, hit it.
Hey, Jess and Jen. My name is Hillary and I'm calling in for a Raise a Wand all the way from Toronto, Canada, on the other side of the border. I literally just finished your episode with Dr. Gahara talking about sensitive skin. You were sponsored by Aven and talked about all of their amazing products. I felt so seen because since November 2020, I've always had sensitive skin, but November 2020, I started getting crazy flare-ups on my neck, on my face, everywhere. And it was like, we could not relate it to anything. So I am actually going in for the patch testing finally next month that Dr. Gahara was talking about. And I'm like not looking forward to it because I know it's not going to be fun, but also really excited because I'm a skincare nerd. So thus, I love your podcast. Anyways, my Raise a Wand is in the spirit of all of that. I had a really hard time washing my body with anything. Everything was drying me out or reacting, and everything has fragrance. Even like the Nivea, and I know fragrance doesn't always do it, but even the Nivea sensitive skin still had chamomile in it. And I found I was reacting to that. Enter our Lord and Savior, and I think sister company to Avène, La Roche-Posay, their Lipikar Syndet AP Plus body cleansing cream. It says it's even safe for newborns. You guys, like literally, it changed the game on my skin. I obviously moisturize when I'm out of the shower too, but I found before using that, like I needed something and the soap was too drying, even if it was like a sensitive skin soap. So this is amazing. It's literally changed the game. It's reasonably priced-ish. It's like $23 Canadian for a whole bottle. Mine's lasted me about 8 months. So I'm sure it's cheaper in the States. But like literally, I'm an infomercial for it. I've told all my friends about it. Apparently you can use it on your face too, but I haven't tried. Thanks so much for everything you do. And you guys are awesome. Keep it up. You've been such a nice little spark of joy during the pandemic. So keep it up. Thanks. Have a good day.
I am so curious how the patch testing goes. I hope it's not at all uncomfortable. Like, I really hope it goes well and you find out what ingredients bother you. But thank you for that sensitive skin body wash recommendation. Very good one. If you guys want to share your Raise a Wands, you know how to do it. Call us. Oh my God, how I've had this memorized for years and I just forgot it. 646-841-8182. That's right. Yeah.
Jen, it's in do you think that might be your next tat?
Oh my God, we should talk about it. I have like had two new tattoos since like I spoke to you last.
You got two? I think you just got the beautiful one.
Well, and then I had the fading one, but you weren't here when I talked about the one that I got that is going to fade. You know what? We'll do a little episode on that in a bit.
Okay, well, we'll save it.
Oh, my Raise a Wand ties into that. Anyway, the phone number's in the show notes. You can email us at info@fatmascara.com. I am on the same line of Hillary. It is a non-fragrance sensitive skin cleanser because, yes, thank you for mentioning it. I did just get a new tattoo from Dr. Wu out in LA. I went out for a trip and I got their binary stars. It's a little tattoo to commemorate and my marriage and our relationship, which I can't believe I don't have a tattoo in honor of him. So I was like, who better than Wu, who does like all this cool celestial geometric kind of stuff. And he has a great moisturizer, which I've been using, but I needed to cleanse with a non-fragranced skin cleanser. Did you know Cetaphil is new and improved?
I didn't.
I didn't realize this until I got the cleanser just about a month ago. I went online to double check. I always get nervous when brands are like new and improved because to me it's like, oh God, what'd you change?
Yeah.
Like things are going to be different. Cetaphil is always like a classic. If you have sensitive skin, it's great. The cleanser, I would say, is better than ever. It just leaves your skin it never left it dry, but it's such a clean rinse that like, I feel like your skin is always just like, I'm clean. With not a lot of extra benefits, but you're clean and you didn't irritate anything. Cetaphil. But now it felt much more moisturized afterwards without like a heavy feeling, without fragrance, without all of those things that we talked about in that sensitive skin episode that can cause issues. So anyway, I've been using it on my tattoo, which is healing very nicely. Jess, what do you want to raise a wand to?
I'm spooked. Okay, this is like not a Halloween episode, but
not
I'm
Cetaphil.
Super spooked.
What?
Because I also have a cleanser that is set for sensitive skin.
Oh, it's in the air. Hillary, but Jess, Jen.
I know. Okay, that is witchy as hell. But this is for the body. So I think we all really compliment, like it's a proper body cleanser.
Okay.
And I think we all really compliment each other really well right now. This is a brand called Odel. Have you heard of it? Odele.
Interesting. I thought it was Odelay.
But is it Odelay?
It's some Norse.
It could be
there's
Odelay.
Some Norse like goddess that is the inspiration for that brand. And anyway, it's a great brand available at Target. Really, just great price point, cute packaging. Products that work.
You get a lot product.
Oh my gosh, I know they're family sized. Like everything in that brand line is family sized.
Yes, and it's vegan. Okay, it's vegan. It doesn't have like, you know, it's very important to you. It doesn't have a lot of like the junk, that, you know, you don't want. It's sulfate free, it's fragrance free, all that stuff. And I love the body wash for ultra sensitive body wash. Okay.
Okay.
And you just get a lot of product. It's $8.99, which there are cheaper body washes in the world, but I love that it doesn't go over the $10 threshold. And you really get a lot and you don't need a lot on your sponge or in your hands. I actually like put this on my baby too. Like that's how gentle it is. And yeah. she has a, you know, sensitive skin, and it's approved by the National Eczema Association, which is awesome.
That's actually kind of hard to do for a body wash.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now that I'm thinking about it. I don't know.
It's very hydrating. Yeah. And it uses oats to get the job
done.
An
oat. Love a calming oat.
Yeah, and I use it on my body too. You know that I'm a huge fan of the Dove and a sensitive skin bar, but when that is not around, I, you know, experiment with gentle body washes, and there you go.
It's probably Odell, because now I'm thinking around like Odelay. It's definitely not Odelay.
I think of Odelay's OD as a Beck album, Odelay, and that's spelled differently. Oh.
All right. Well, look at that. If you have sensitive skin, you just got like a trifecta of new stuff to try.
Odelay. But like Adele, like I don't know. So
it's not like we know the publicist and could just literally text her right now and ask her.
And we actually do. Get a voice memo from
Shout
her.
Out Jamie. Like, yeah.
She's going to be so mad. I'm sorry.
By the way, not why we're talking about it. I just happened to know her. I grew up with her and went to camp with her, and she happened to work with
that. That's right. You guys go way back.
And trust me, you know that our reviews and all the products we recommend, unless we say otherwise, are completely editorially our own. So
I don't put things on my baby as a favor to anyone.
Good for you. All right, get your sensitive skin in order so you can get some beauty sleep, and we'll see you on Friday.
We hope you enjoyed the show. It's your reviews and feedback that help us make the podcast even better. Head over to iTunes to rate and review us, or email your thoughts to info@fatmascara.com.
We also want to answer your beauty questions and hear what products you love. To share a Razor One product review or to ask a beauty question, email us at info@fatmascara.
If you send it as a voice memo file, we can even share your voice on the podcast. You can also do that by leaving us a voice message. Our phone number in the United States is 646-481-8182.
Thanks so much for listening.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.